March the 24th. My God, why have you forsaken me? Matthew 27:46. What emotions did Jesus feel when he felt that he was utterly forsaken, both by God and man? There may be sterner trials than this, but surely it is one of the worst to be utterly forsaken. See, says Satan, you have a friend nowhere. Your father has closed up the affections of his compassion against you. Not an angel in his courts will stretch out his hand to help you. All heaven is alienated from you. You are left alone. See the companions with whom you have taken sweet counsel. What are they worth? Son of Mary, see there your brother James, your beloved disciple John, and your bold apostle Peter. See how the cowards sleep when you are in your sufferings. You have no friend left in heaven or on earth. All hell is against you. I have stirred up my infernal den. I have sent my letters throughout all regions, summoning every prince of darkness to attack you this night. And we will spare no arrows. We will use all our infernal might to overwhelm you. And what will you do, you solitary one? It may be that this was the temptation. We think it was, because the appearance of an angel unto him strengthened him and removed that fear. He was no longer alone, but heaven was with him. It may be that this is the reason why he went three times to his disciples. As Joseph Hart puts it, backwards and forwards thrice he ran, as if he sought some help from man. He wanted to see for himself whether it were really true that all men had forsaken him. He found them all asleep, but perhaps he gained a little comfort from the thought that they were sleeping due to sorrow rather than from treachery. The spirit indeed was willing, but the flesh was weak. Matthew 26:36-46. In any case, he was heard because of his reverent fear. Jesus was heard in his deepest distress, and you will be heard too.